In this episode, I'm going to be talking about five specific factors that are beyond price. Five specific levers in your business you can pull that are not price that can help you gain interesting, significant, and strong competitive advantage.
Every big thing starts small. It's a natural law. Every big multinational corporation was once a small business. Welcome to the Small Starter Business Podcast, a unique podcast for practical tips and advice to help you start, grow, or turn around your business.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast. I am your host, John Paul Iwoha. Today's episode, very interesting. And it's a topic that entrepreneurs are always thinking about, you know, competitive advantage. How can I be better than other people who sell the kind of product that I sell or render the kind of service that I render? How can I be better than other people in the market? How can I be the market leader? So today I'm going to talk about how you can create a strong competitive advantage for your business. This is an episode you're going to want to listen to several different times. The very first place to start when you're talking about competitive advantage is something I want to get off my chest. And it's a question I always ask whenever I'm working with a new client or somebody approaches me and says they have this kind of business, but they have trouble growing the business or turning around the business. The question I ask is, do you own a commodity business? And most times when I ask this question, the person is shocked. And here's what I explain. A commodity business is a business that only competes on price. If you have a business where you sell a product or a service and the only thing you compete on is price, you have a commodity business. Because what it means is that I can walk from your office or your shop to another office and the only thing that motivates me to buy is price. So if you're in a business where price is the biggest motivator for your customers, then you are in a really tough business. And I'm going to explain to you why. Now, when it comes to commodity businesses that compete largely on price, it's a race to the bottom. It's a race to the bottom because all your competitor needs to do is to cut you, you know, undercut your price. Maybe you're selling for $100, they can sell for $97, and then you realize what has happened, and then you start to sell for $95. They sell at $90, you sell at $85, they sell at $82. You see, it's a race to the bottom. That's exactly what it is. And even though the market enjoys it, even though your customers enjoy it, all of you are going to suffer, you and your competitors, because what you're giving away is your profit. You're giving away your profit margin. And the only thing you can compete on is price. So it's a very tough business. And like I said, it's a race to the bottom. The other disadvantage of having a commodity business is that it's only the competitor who can endure the bleeding who will win. Because when you're competing only on price and you guys are just trying to compete against each other based on who can sell the lower price, you guys are bleeding profits. And it comes to a point where what you're selling is not profitable. So in that regard, the person who is going to win or the person who is going to survive will be that business that can endure the bleeding of profits that you guys are giving up. And it doesn't make any sense because it's a loss-loss situation. Another disadvantage of commodity businesses is that there is no customer loyalty because it's all about price. There's no way to keep a customer because it's all about price. The day I find out as a customer that your competitor sells at a lower price, I'm going to leave you in a heartbeat. No hard feelings, nothing personal, but there's really no relationship. It was always about price. It was just always about price. So there is no way to build customer loyalty if all you compete on is price. And then the other interesting thing you start to notice in commodity businesses, like I said, commodity businesses are businesses that largely compete only on price. One thing you notice is that the customers start to play you against your competitors. They walk into your office, for example, and tell you that your competitor down the road is willing to sell the same product for $95, but you're trying to sell to them at $100, and they're telling you, if you cannot do something better, I'm going to buy from your competitor. And then because you don't want to lose the customer, you offer the customer at 94. And then the customer says, hold on, just give me a minute. And then they walk over to your competitor and say, you just offered them, this other business just offered them 94. Can they do something better? And then your competitor offers them 92. You see what's happening here? You're being played. And that's what everybody does. When consumers are doing price discovery, they walk in there, and if the only thing they need to more or less negotiate with you on is price, they start to play you guys against each other. And then another disadvantage of commodity businesses is that your business will suffer in the long run. It's such a hard type of business to build. There's always anxiety. You don't know where the next growth opportunity will come from. And that's because you put yourself in that situation. You're in a business where you only compete on price. And like I said, that's exactly what a commodity business is. Now, having said this, I need to put in a caveat here. There are some businesses that can successfully compete on price by doing several clever things. For example, they can cut their costs lower than their competitors, such that many of their competitors will be afraid of matching their price because they have lower costs. So if you're able to cut your costs far lower than the competition can, and in a way that it would be difficult or impossible for the competition to copy, competing based on price makes a lot of sense, you see? Because you can offer prices the other competitors cannot offer. Another reason why some businesses may want to compete on price and do it successfully is that they are playing a long game. So what they are doing is they are competing based on price to win market share. And you see examples of this all the time. Uber, for example, I think until recently, Uber wasn't profitable. And you start to ask yourself, why will a business that has raised hundreds of millions of dollars and is available in many countries around the world still not be profitable? Why are they selling their service at a price that is not profitable to them? And the question is very simple. Uber wants global dominance. Uber wants to become the undisputed market leader when it comes to taxi hailing, ride hailing services. That's what Uber is playing for. It's a very long game. And what it means is that Uber is going to bleed a lot, you know, over the long term before it achieves that position. Netflix too is doing it in some markets. They are offering their services at a price that's very low because they want to get a lot of people on board. And then you know what happens when they become the market leader. At a point, Uber is going to increase its prices when it's the market leader. Netflix too will increase their prices when they gain that market dominance that they want. So sometimes it's a deliberate strategy to compete on price so that you lower your price and get market share, get a lot of customers. And when you have market share, you then have the right to increase your prices because you already control the market. So I just wanted to put it out there. But this is not a sustainable strategy for many companies. You need to have the right kind of people on board, the right kind of investors. You need to have a stash of money. You need a lot of money to play this kind of game, you know, and many businesses don't have that kind of money. So it doesn't make sense to compete just on price. And that's exactly what this episode is about. I'm going to show you specific ways you can build a strong competitive advantage so that you move away from being a commodity business into something that can successfully lure customers and get them and build loyalty, get better profits, because nobody's really like you. And the thing is, when no other business is really like your business, if no other business sells exactly the kind of product you sell and the way you sell it, it's almost impossible to compete based on price. Because you only compete based on price when the product is identical. It's the very same thing, the same product, the same service, all of that. The only difference is the price. If the only difference is the price, then you can compete on price. But if the difference is beyond price, then you have a competitive advantage. And that's exactly what I want to talk about in this episode. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about five specific factors that are beyond price. Five specific levers in your business you can pull that are not price that can help you gain interesting, significant, and strong competitive advantage. So the very first is your product. Remember, for most businesses, what they're just looking at is the product and the price. So most people sell identical products, so they just compete based on price. But then let's have a better look at the product. By product, I mean how valuable is what you sell. So what you sell, how valuable is it to the customer, the person you're trying to sell to? And when I mean valuable, there are different ways that the markets can assess value. One of them is quality. When people talk about a product or a service, you hear customers talk a lot about it's very good quality, very good quality. By very good quality, they may mean that your product is made from very good materials, or it's made from very good ingredients, or it's made from, or it's going to be durable, it's long lasting, it's reliable. Essentially, that's what quality means. Something that will serve me well. That's what quality means. So your product, in terms of quality, how well does it answer the expectations of your customers when it comes to quality? Another is effectiveness. How well does your product do the job in terms of effectiveness? How well does your product do the job? Uniqueness. How unique is your product? That's one benefit of the work I do, which is why I like it. One benefit of my kind of work, consulting and guiding businesses and getting involved in solving business problems, is that I can infuse my personality into my product. When I teach, when I provide a service, my personality is involved. And nobody can talk like me or be like me or laugh like me or joke like me. So all those things are important because it's a differentiating factor. The personality is important. And I think customers look at is exclusivity. Some people are interested in exclusive products. I don't want to use something or buy something that other people use. So it's a very important part of what customers are looking for. Customers are also looking for value for money based on the price of your product. How much value do they get for the money that they pay? That's a very interesting thing that people look at. So product means how valuable is what you sell to the person who is buying it. If the value to that person is high in terms of the quality, in terms of the effectiveness, in terms of the uniqueness, in terms of the personality of the person or the brand behind it, in terms of the exclusivity, in terms of the value for money, then you can compete beyond price. It's no longer about price because you're offering other things that other competitors do not offer. So one example would be Netflix. And I use Netflix because I'm sure it's a business that many people can relate to. Many people know. There are movies you can only watch on Netflix. I have a Netflix subscription because I can't watch some of those movies anywhere else. If I want to watch those movies and those documentaries that I love, I can only watch them on Netflix. So Netflix is not about price anymore. It's no longer just about price. It's about the product itself. It's about the uniqueness and the exclusivity of the product itself. If I want to watch those documentaries, if I want to watch those movies, I have to get on Netflix. So I'm not going to get in the conversation of Netflix costs $9 and this other one costs $10 and this other one. It's not about price for me. It's about the product and what I get from using it. It's about the value that I get from using it. The second factor you need to consider to build strong competitive advantage in your business is convenience. And by convenience, I mean, what does it feel like to buy from you? And this is talking from the perspective of a potential customer, a consumer. Consumers value convenience a lot. And by convenience, I mean things like location, for example. If you're closer to somebody, if you're closer to a potential customer, if you're closer to where they live, where they work, or where they pass, where they commute, you're much more convenient. Why would I take time off and get into traffic and go into another part of town just to come use your services when there is a similar business that is just by the corner, by my house or by my office? So location is a powerful convenience factor because it feels easier to buy from somebody or a business that is closer. The only reason I will go out of my way to come look for you is if there is no other person who can give me what I'm looking for. And because you are unique, because your quality is different, I will come and seek you out wherever you are. But if you're selling the same thing as the other person, I'm going to buy from the closer person because it's much more convenient. Another factor of convenience is the ease and the experience and the process. What does it feel like to buy from you? In terms of the experience of buying from you, how long do I have to wait? How favorable is the environment? You know, how attractive is it? Your payment terms, how favorable are your payment terms and things like that? So the general question is, how does it feel to buy from you? And the easier it is to buy from you, the more convenient you are. That's exactly how it works. The easier it is to buy from you, the more convenient you are. And customers will largely buy from businesses that provide more convenience. So one example would be Amazon. You know, most people buy from Amazon, not because it's a big company or because we just want to make the founder, Jeff Bezos, a richer man. No, People buy from Amazon because it's very convenient. You get on the site, you choose what you want to buy, you can read the reviews of other customers, you can compare prices with other products, you make your order, they tell you when it's going to arrive, and then it arrives. You see, it's just convenient. I don't need to move out of my chair. I don't need to move out of my house. The product comes to me. Compare that with walking into a mall or walking into a very sunny, you know, under the sun, into an open air market, dealing with all of those inconvenient things, you know. Compared to that, I pull out my phone, I order what I want to buy on Amazon, and very easy, you know. So that is the benefit of convenience. With convenience, you can build a competitive advantage. Because of convenience, Amazon is worth nearly, I think, either it should be more than $1 trillion by now. That's a very valuable company. It's a very profitable company. And they sell things that most other businesses sell. They sell household appliances. They sell books, for Christ's sakes. They sell books. So why do people buy from Amazon? Why do people buy books from Amazon when they can buy it from their local bookstore? It's convenience. Amazon is just much more convenient. And that is their competitive advantage. It's such a strong point that Amazon pushes this competitive advantage. There are customers on the Prime membership, Amazon Prime. If you are a subscriber on Amazon Prime, you get your shipments, your deliveries within 2 days. That is extra convenience. It's almost like I order something today, the day after tomorrow I get it, rather than wait for 5 days or something. You see? And then Amazon offers all these other benefits. You can pay for express shipping. And sometimes if you want it delivered overnight or something. So it's about convenience for this business. And Amazon has exploited convenience and built a major successful business out of convenience. The next lever you need to pull if you want to improve the competitive advantage of your business is risk. And this is a very important and interesting point. When I talk about risk, what I mean is, what the customer is asking is, do you have my back if something goes wrong? So if I buy from you, if I buy this product from your business, or I enjoy a service from your business, and something goes wrong, this is life, right? Things always go wrong in life, even though we expect the best, but from time to time, things go wrong. So if something happens to that product or service that I paid for, do you have my back? So, and there are different ways you can play this, because people don't want to bear risk, especially the consumer. They don't want to bear risk by buying from you, they take on additional risk. It doesn't make sense to them. So there are ways you can reduce the risk that the customer is taking on. One example is warranties, right? So by warranty, what I'm saying is, if you buy this product, you buy this laptop, you buy this phone, and something happens to it within the next 2 years, come back and I'm going to fix it for you for free. Or I'm going to exchange it. I'm going to give you another one. Essentially, within the next 2 years, if anything happens to this phone, I'll take responsibility for it. Very simple. So that's one way. Warranties are one way. Returns are another way. If you buy this product and within 7 days you don't like it, return it and I'll give you another one. Or you can choose something else. Refunds are another way. If you buy this product, you don't like it, within 7 days, within 14 days, within 30 days, return the product and I'll refund you the full amount you paid for it. So what this means is that if I buy from you, I can go home and sleep in peace and not worry that if something happens to that thing I bought, I'm going to lose the money I paid for it. That's one fear that people have, especially when the amount of money is considerable. So when you're buying a device that costs a lot of money, you're about to invest in something that costs a lot of money, what happens if something goes wrong? The example I'm going to give is a local business in my country. They've not paid for this mention, for this advertorial, but I'm very impressed by how they use this risk factor to their advantage. The business is called Cash and Carry. And even when I was growing up, my dad would tell me about Cash and Carry. He would go in there to buy household appliances and things like that. And now I am a grown-up man. I'm an adult. I have kids of my own. And the business is still here. Cash and Carry is still here. And I got to find out why the business still exists after so many decades, right? So I walk into Cash and Carry. I buy a refrigerator. I bought fans from them, I bought blenders, I bought different things from them because of the first experience. So I bought a fridge from them, a thermocool fridge, and then all of a sudden, I think we had fluctuations in the power supply, and then the refrigerator wasn't coming on anymore. So typically, you know, in most parts of Africa where customer service is really poor, you're typically on your own if something happens to something you bought. You know, nobody's going to really take it back. So, you know, my mother-in-law told me, you know, cash and carry, they're quite different. You should just take your receipt. Go and look for the receipt you got when you bought this item and take it back to them. I walked in there, told them what happened. They asked for the receipt. They cross-checked it to be sure it was a valid sale. And they just asked me to go home, that they're going to send a technician to come. Within 2 days, the technician showed up, fixed the fridge, and I didn't pay a dime. I was shocked. Who fixes anything for you without you paying a dime? You know, and they didn't need to market to me or anything. Right now, I'm using my platform. I have hundreds of thousands of followers, and I'm doing a free advertorial for them. Why? Because I'm an excited customer. This is what excited people do. Excited people talk. They talk about things that excite them, you know? So that's exactly what happened, because they removed the risk. Even though their prices are higher, I found out their prices are higher, but I don't care. I'm going to buy from them because it gives me peace of mind. They've taken over the risk. If I buy any appliance from them and anything happens to it within the warranty period, they send somebody over and then they fix it. And I don't pay a dime. You see, so these are interesting ways. And the appliance industry, the appliance business is very competitive. People are selling products that are manufactured in Japan, in Asia, in Korea. You cannot determine the quality of these products because that's done by the manufacturer. You and your competitors buy stock from your manufacturer. And you cannot compete on quality. So you have to look for other ways to compete. Cash and carry is competing on the basis of risk. They are reversing the risk. So because there's a risk that you may buy an appliance and it will not work for a variety of reasons, they've taken over that risk and they've won me for a lifetime as a customer. You see how that works. So risk is one way to build a major competitive advantage for your business. If you can reverse the risk that a customer is likely to encounter and take it on, you're going to win a customer for life. The next factor I want to talk about is service. And this is a common area that businesses can leverage to build a strong competitive advantage, but they don't use it. And by leverage, what I mean is, how much do you care? How much do you care? When I come to buy from you, how much do you care? And when I say how much do you care, there are several different factors that come into this, because I can't really explain in totality what care means. But I know care means, when I come to buy from you, you are friendly and you're polite. You're courteous. It feels good to buy from you because you're friendly and you're polite. You're considerate. You're considerate about me standing in the line in the queue for a long time. You know, you're considerate about me, about how I feel, about the experience. You ask me for feedback. You're friendly. You're polite. And then the quality of your service, the speed. You know, your service is speedy. You don't waste my time. And then the quality of your service is there. You pay attention to the details. It's neat. You know, the way you present it is very nice. You know, all of all these things count in terms of service. And another thing people look at is, are you trying to build a relationship or is this thing transactional? So a relationship means that you want me to be a customer for a long time. Transactional means it's just about the money. This is how much it is. Take it or leave it. If you don't like it, you can leave it. Other people are going to buy it. But if you like it, no problem. Very important. Are you building a relationship or is this transactional? And the example I can see that is worthy of use is what happens in luxury hotels, right? There is a reason why people pay above and beyond. Even though there are affordable hotels, cheap hotels, there are people who make it a rule that they only stay in the high-end hotels, the Marriott and the other boutique hotels. It must not be the Hiltons or the Marriott. I'm beginning to see a rising trend of boutique hotels. Just small hotels, you may not know what their names are, but they focus on high quality and they pamper people. And that's because people want to be acknowledged. People want to be pampered. Life is already hard as it is, you know. So if you're going to make me feel better about myself, if you're going to make me feel like a human being, if you're going to make me feel valued, then I'm going to keep coming to you. That's exactly how it works. So that's the benefit that luxury products have. They are high touch. They are trying to build a relationship with a customer. They use things like loyalty programs. So the more you spend on the product or the service, the more you spend in the business, the more you get. All these things are important in terms of service. Service is so vast that there are a lot of interesting competitive advantages you can create for your businesses. You can create for your business just by improving service alone. Even if you sell the exact same kind of product or deliver the exact same kind of service as your competitor, you can distinguish yourself, you can differentiate yourself on the basis of service. And many businesses do this. The fifth factor I want to talk about is extras. And by extras, what I mean is there something more I can get by buying from you? And that is a very reasonable question that a potential customer can ask. Is there something more I can get when I buy from you? So it could be something very small and insignificant. It could be, if you buy from me, there's going to be free delivery. I'll deliver it to your office or deliver it to your house for free. It could be free installation. You buy this, no problem. We're going to come to your house or come to your office and install it for you for free. So you don't have any problems, you know, with all of that. Now, when you really think about it, everybody else is selling the product, but you are thinking beyond just the sale. You're thinking of how you can make life better for me by helping me with the installation or even delivering it to me. Other examples of extras could be valuable bonuses. You're giving me something else that can help me, you know, when I buy your product. One example I like to use is something I use in my business. So whenever I sell information products like books, I don't just sell the book. I try to bundle it with other resources, other materials that the buyer of the book is going to benefit from, is going to enjoy. So for example, my book Jackpot, which focuses on raising money from investors, the addition to that book, the bonus, is a list of 100 investors that actively invest in markets like Africa. Because I know after you read my book, you're going to be looking for investors to approach and target, you know, and apply what I just taught you in the book. So I'm thinking beyond that and I'm giving the bonus. Yes, I charge for the bonus, but people are happy to pay for the bonus because when I look at the sales records, the people who buy the book with the bonus are far, far more, are 10 times more than the people who just buy the book alone. So because it's an extra, doesn't mean you're giving it away for free. You can even charge for it. But the person will be much more, will be happy to pay for it because they can see that it's the next logical step from buying from you. After they buy from you, they have to install it or they have to use it, and you are providing an extra service that will help them with that. So at this point, let's recap. I started this episode by talking about commodity businesses. And I said that a commodity business is a business that competes largely on price. And it's very unfortunate because, like I give the disadvantages, when you compete only on price, it's a race to the bottom. You and your competitors will just keep undercutting yourselves, and you're going to be losing profit. You're going to be bleeding. In the end, it's a loser-take-all. It's a lose-lose situation because the only person who can survive in that kind of environment is a person who can endure the most bleeding of profits. And how can that be the ideal that you want, where everybody is just bleeding because they want to outcompete each other? And the problem is all of you are competing on price. I also mentioned that there is no kind of customer loyalty when all you compete on is price, because it's all about price. The day a customer finds out that somebody else is cheaper for the same product, they are going to leave you alone. It's not personal. It's just business. You see? So that's how it works. Another thing is that customers are going to play you against your competition. They're going to say another business offer them a lower price. And then even when you offer them a lower price, they go back to the other person. And so they're just going to keep playing you against your competitors. And what happens is your business is going to suffer in the long run. You are going to suffer in the long run because running this kind of business, owning this kind of business is just too hard. You are suffering so much and there's very little coming in because all you're competing on is price. So you need to change the landscape. And the way to change that landscape, like I said, is to build or create a strong and sustainable competitive advantage for yourself. And I mentioned the five factors that you can use to build competitive advantage. The first, I talked about the product. How valuable is what you sell? The second, I talked about convenience. What does it feel like to buy from you? The third, I talked about risk. Do you have my back? Do you have the customer's back if something goes wrong? The fourth, I talked about service. How much do you care? And I said there are very different ways you can care for customers in a way that builds you a strong competitive advantage. And the fifth I talked about is the extras. Is there something more the customer can get by buying from you. So at this point in the episode, there are four things I need you to consider. Business is all about strategy. And you can strategize all you want, but if you don't know how to execute, you're in trouble. So that's why the Insiders Program exists. This kind of practical knowledge, practical advice is what you get by becoming a member of our Insiders community. We are a group of entrepreneurs in 20 plus countries, in different industries, building businesses at different stages. We benefit by sharing ideas, we learn together, we collaborate, we network, and essentially, this is like a community of like minds who are building businesses for the long term. And the best part is you have me in your corner. So it doesn't matter what kind of problem you're having in your business. My core expertise is business problems. So it doesn't matter if you're trying to raise money, you're having sales problems, or your business is overwhelming and you need to set up structure and systems, or if it is human capital, you're hiring problems, or if it's startup strategy, or you have an idea, but you have no idea how you can execute that idea and turn it into a real business. The Insiders community is exactly where you need to be. You need to give up all this trial and error, trying to figure it out on your own. It's going to cost you time, going to cost you money, going to cost you a lot of costly mistakes that you can avoid. So to avoid all of these things, you can join the Insiders program. The second thing you can do is to tell your friends about this podcast. This is high-grade, quality, entrepreneurial education. So if you want to say thank you, one very good way you can do it is to tell your friends about this podcast so they too can learn from this. Also, don't forget to leave us a five-star review so that other people can find this podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, very easy to leave us a review. Or you can head over to smallstarter.com/review. Again, join the Insiders program. That's the only way to work directly with me. That's the only way to have me in your corner. That's the only way to get input in those critical points where you're about to make a decision, you're about to make a move that could make or ruin your business. I can't tell you how many times a new member joins and they tell me how I wish I found you 5 years ago, how I wish I found you when I was starting my journey. I could have saved a lot of money, saved myself a lot of stress and mistakes. It doesn't have to be your story. Join the Insiders. It's a very affordable cost for somebody who's building a business. It's built with you in mind. It's going to meet your learning needs, your growth needs, your networking needs, and all those things. So check us out and learn more about the Insiders program. Head over to smallstarter.com/insiders. Again, it's a smallstarter.com/insiders. I wish you a great day. Stay safe, be positive, and remember, if you do not have a strong competitive advantage, you're really going to struggle in business. And most times, it doesn't cost you a lot of money to build a formidable competitive advantage. Sometimes all it just means is that you're much more polite, much more friendly, that you care more about your customers and all that. I look forward to sharing more knowledge and insights with you in the very next episode. Cheers. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast. To take our free business courses or join one of our signature programs for special entrepreneurs like you, head over to smallstarter.com to join our private community. See you inside.